Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Vikings and Falcons later today. Minnesota attempts to win four consecutive road games, and this is the Xfinity Player Breakdown. Happy to be joined now by Minnesota Vikings tight end Kyle Rudolph off a career game that he probably is happy he went 6-106-1 with a 47-yard touchdown, but probably is not completely happy because the team didn't beat Green Bay, and he joins us now. Is that a fair way to assess it?
Absolutely. It's always to go out perform well when you're called upon, but at the bottom line is wins and losses, and we weren't able to get the job done.
Here's Rudolph with a catch. Slowed down, but touchdown. Vikings on top.
You will not see a better thrown ball than what he lays out there for Kyle Rudolph. And then Rudolph delivers and making the play. That's just an outstanding job by those two guys converting on a big play here for a touchdown.
That 47-yard touchdown, though, by the sidelines, that was pretty cool.
Thanks. It's I talked about it a little bit after the game that I kind of owed Teddy from the week before, and he, showed his trust in me and threw the ball up in coverage, and, they just brought a big blitz, and there's no one else left.
Interesting, Kyle would bring up the week before. That was a victory at Oakland. He's already starting to smile because he knows what's coming. I'm just going to lay it out like this. What the heck happened?
It's easily the worst play in my sports career.
Bridgewater, end zone, wide open, and dropped! Kyle Rudolph was alone but couldn't hold it in the end zone.
I can't even compare it to anything. Like airballing a free throw, maybe. There's just no comparison to it.
Fortunately, you won the game. And it was a game where Red Ellison had a touchdown.
And he's in the end zone. Red Ellison with a Viking touchdown.
Rookie tight end Mike Cole Pruitt was catching some passes early in the game. So Teddy's like, I have to be an equal opportunity tight end provider. Yeah, Vikings won that game, lost to Green Bay, have Atlanta today. Off the Green Bay loss into Atlanta's game today. Now, you guys are a 7-3 operation, which I've said on the radio show all week, and I'm sure people have preached it around here. Off one loss, do you have to remember you're 7-3, still a really good football team?
Yeah, one way to look at it is, whether it's a big win or a tough loss, it still counts as one. And, for us, we're 7-3. Tied record-wise with Green Bay with 6 weeks left and a lot of NFC teams that we'll be battling for playoff spots with.
When it's clicking along nicely, what do you enjoy about this offense?
Just our style of football. It's something playing outdoors in Minnesota. It fits us well here the last 6 weeks of the year. And, we have so many playmakers in that room that there's when we're clicking on all cylinders, there's no way to stop us. It just seems like somebody else always steps up.
When the offensive coordinator lines up the three tight ends and runs the running back, run blocking is something you definitely have to buy into, correct?
It is. Run blocking is something that I've always had to work harder at. Pass catching, running routes has always been something that comes natural to me. But in this offense, you have to be able to run block. That's our identity. That's what we do. We're going to put those three tight ends and a fullback out there, and we're going to run the football and keep ourselves in manageable down and distance. Unfortunately, last week we got behind the eight ball a little bit, which cost us and makes us get away from our identity. But one cool thing about being around here, when you run block and when you run block well, it's definitely noticed by the head man, and he appreciates
it. That's a fake. That's a throw. That's a touchdown. Caught! Kyle Rudolph, second touchdown this year.
Touchdown! Kyle Rudolph, the tight end!
You had six consecutive games with just two catches a game. Then you had a game with one catch, that Raiders game. 6-106-1 with a career-long 47 and a career-best yardage-wise, too, against Green Bay last week. What was different in this game compared to the previous month and a half?
Like I said, we have so many playmakers on offense that they're going to try to take guys away, and when your number's called, you have to step up. But also, unfortunately, getting behind in some down and distance, having to throw the ball a little more. I believe only 14 rushes, which that's not us. We're a team, like I said, that likes to run the football. But with that being said, when my number's called upon, I'm expected to make those plays.
Who's the best overall basketball player on this team?
Well, we had a vote in the locker room, and I can say I won that. So
really?
I don't have to sit here and say that I'm the best basketball on the team. It was voted on in the locker room.
Okay.
I'm very proud of that honor.
Absolutely, and you were a star at which high school again?
Elder High School in Cincinnati.
In Cincinnati. If you were to play one-on-one with anybody in this locker room, who would be the toughest guy to beat?
If we were playing one-on-one, guys like Mike Wallace, Terrence Newman.
Yeah.
Guys
the
that
little's
are
trying to get around
quick
you.
Speed, yeah. I would just have to sit back and let him shoot and hope for a miss and then just try to run the table.